was talking to Susie Richtering on Veronica Porth. Porth is P, P as in Paul, P-O-R-T-H, Porth, P as in Paul. Veronica, V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 8/28/54. Date of visit 4/11/24. Next paragraph. This is a consult from Anna Figueroa. That is A-N-A. Anna Figueroa, F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A. F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A. P-A-C. Dear Anna, A-N-A, thank you for sending Veronica Porth for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, fist present illness. This is a 69-year-old female who has had a persistent cough, was treated for recurrent episodes of bronchitis over the past 1 year. The patient has been on Skyrizi for her psoriasis, and she did develop a respiratory infection in December 23 and was on antibiotics briefly, and subsequently has been on cough medications, including Tessalon pearls, with no significant relief. The patient denies fevers or chills, and she did have some wheezing, and she does not bring up much sputum. The chest x-ray done on 3/5/24 showed no active pulmonary infiltrates. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for bronchitis and previous history for a C-section in 1982, cholecystectomy in 2014, right rotator cuff surgery in April of 22. And she has been treated for hypothyroidism for the past 10 years. The patient has had long-standing history of psoriasis, treated by the dermatologist. Next paragraph, allergies to dairy products and wheat. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked half to one pack per day for 25 years and then quit. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother had Alzheimer's. Next paragraph, system review. The patient had no fatigue or weight loss, denies fevers and night sweats, denies cataracts or glaucoma. She has sore throat and hoarseness, and she has cough and wheezing and shortness of breath. She also has had abdominal pains, heartburn, and nausea. No diarrhea. Denies chest pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety, denies easy bruising, and she has no joint pains or muscle aches, no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itch. I'm sorry, she does have skin rash with psoriasis, which is now resolved. Next paragraph, med list included protonics 40 milligrams daily, Tessalon pearls 100 milligrams TIDPRN, Synthroid 50 micrograms a day, Pepcid 20 milligrams daily, and Advair disc 100/50 micrograms, one puff BID. Next, physical exam. This average adult elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallor sign of the citrus clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse 72, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 149, saturation 97. HENT norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Sclera clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosa edematous. Neck supple, no bruising of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And breath sounds are diminished over the periphery. Occasional wheeze is heard in the upper chest. Heart sounds are regular, small enough to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, pretty burned without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Neurologically, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough. And number 2 is reactive airway disease. Number 3 is history of psoriasis. Number 4 is hypothyroidism. And number 5 is allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. She also will get a CBC, IgE level, and a total eosinophil count. She will use the albuterol inhaler, 2 plus QIDPRN, and follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Anna Figueroa, FIGUEROA, PA-C. Thank you.